This morning, we have a guest joining us here on our program. We're going to talk about COVID Recovery Iowa this morning. Kaylee Otto is the state assistant for that organization, and we're going to talk about some of the resources that they have available for folks. Kaylee, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Well, good. Thank you so much. You know, I hate the fact that we're still having to talk about COVID and recovery from that, but we all kind of knew that that wasn't going to be just a turn off the switch thing, right?
Unfortunately, yeah, we thought we'd be kind of done with it by now. We were hoping, obviously, for everyone's sake, that we'd be a lot farther in the process than we are, but we're focusing on the recovery aspect and, you know, trying to help people get back up on their feet as well as we can.
Well, we've done a number of interviews here locally with folks in the healthcare industry, with public health officials and those types of things, to talk a little bit about specifically about the virus and stuff. But we're going to talk a little bit different vein here with you today, correct? You're talking in a bigger picture.
Right. Yeah, we focus on the mental health aspect of everything everyone's, you know, dealt with over the last, you know, over a year now. The stress that comes from everything. Everyone has their own type of stress. No one's really left out of this pandemic, unfortunately. It's just different kinds of things that everybody's dealing with, and we just try to talk to those individuals and see what it is that they're specifically struggling with and try to kind of help them navigate where to go from there.
Yeah, can you talk a little bit about some of the services that you folks can provide?
Yeah, we provide counseling services just for the emotional support, some education, just kind of on how to cope with things that are occurring. Just kind of sometimes we have a lot of people that just call and they just want to talk. You know, it's a lot to take in for everybody. They, like I said, everyone has different circumstances, and sometimes people just want to call and talk through things. There's a lot of decisions being made that affect everyone right now, and that's stressful. Like, school's supposed to start, not that I'm counting or anything, but in 17 days for my son. And, you know, it's just, it's a lot of stress and uncertainty, and people are worried that it's going to be like it was last year with the schools closing, and there's just a lot of stress right now. So sometimes it's good to just call somebody that's, you know, not involved in your situation at all and just kind of talk things through. And then we do those virtually and some in person. A lot of people prefer virtual right now, which makes sense. You know, everybody wants to stay away from as many people as possible, have limited exposure to other people. So we do those through, we can do them through Facebook, through Zoom, Microsoft Teams. There's lots of different ways to do those. And then we also have support group meetings. You can find all of those on our Facebook page. Those are really great to just kind of talk to other people maybe experiencing some of the same things and learn how they are coping with it. And then we also provide education to organizations and businesses to kind of help them help their employees get, you know, like I said, navigate through this pandemic.
Sure. Well, when this first hit, say like a year and a half ago, when we first were starting to really take notice of everything that was going on, I think we looked at it as a health crisis specifically, but it's right. Kind of been a lot more than that.
Right. That's what's so unfortunate about the pandemic. There's just so many layers. There's the, you know, health side of it with immunocompromised individuals and how they can stay safe, even people without any issues, pre-pandemic, it's different for everybody. So there's that whole conversation. And then just kind of what we focus on is, you know, the ripple effect from that, the stress of not knowing what to do or who to talk to, who can help, anxiety. There's a lot of people that have existing mental health issues are finding that there's specific situations are being heightened. So maybe if you had, you know, mild anxiety before all of this, but it was manageable, now you're getting, you know, all this other stuff thrown at you, and it increases that anxiety to maybe to a point that you don't know how to handle it.
Yeah, and not just the stressors, but then on top of that, in some cases, when you deal with things like you know, additional daycare costs and some of the other things that we've run into, the possibility of losing jobs or being furloughed, you start getting into financial issues, and we all know what kind of the stress that can cause on relationships.
Absolutely. And we don't give financial resources out directly to people, but we do have a very large hub of information to where we can link people up. That's kind of our main goal in that regard, is just to get people to where they need to be. Because with this pandemic, a lot of people that have never needed to utilize services like that are finding themselves in the spot where they do, and they just don't know where to go. They haven't had the opportunity to build up, you know, that network of places that they can go on their own. So we want to be able to be kind of a one-stop shop for them. They contact us, and we can kind of point them in the right direction of who can help with their specific situation.
Sure, sure. Now, are you tied in with the state government, federal government, or both as a cooperative program?
It's very cooperative. It's actually kind of neat how so many people have come together to help people navigate through the pandemic. So COVID Recovery Iowa is FEMA and SAMHSA funded on the federal level, and then it's managed by DHS on the state level, and then we have 5 contracted providers that provide the services. So it's actually kind of nice to have everyone working together for the common goal of helping people get through this.
Sure. Well, now, since this is funded through different sources, then is this a free service for folks to take advantage of?
It absolutely is. Everything that we do is free to anyone who uses any of our services. And the great thing is there's no requirements to utilize our services. The only eligibility factor is that you need to be an Iowan.
Mm-hmm. Kaylee, tell me a little bit about how you, when you deal with folks, you're dealing with local issues. You know, there might be bigger picture with COVID recovery and what have you, but you know, they're dealing with their own local issues and their family things and what have you. But how do you take a statewide organization like this, a statewide effort, and make folks understand that you're helping them on the local level?
Well, the only information we collect when people call, and the sole reason is just to kind of zero that focus down a little, is the county that you reside. And the reason we ask for that is because then we can, you know, bring it to the person and give them the most beneficial resources we can. So that's been really helpful. You can call from anywhere in the state, and we can pull up your county and let you know what's available to you right where you are. And then we also have our website. All you have to do is go to www.covidrecoveryiowa.org, and you can fill out a contact sheet and let us know what you're needing help with and where you're located. And then we can call you. We can, you know, do a virtual meeting with you, do email. However people are comfortable getting the resources and the help, we want to be able to provide that. So there's no wrong door. You can contact us through Facebook, the website. And on the website, there's multiple phone numbers that you can call to reach someone 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And everything we do is free and confidential. And we want to be able to bring the resources to your door, but not literally because of the pandemic. So we want to figure out what you're struggling with and be able to give you the local resources to be able to cope with whatever you're dealing with.
You bet. So you truly do localize this opportunity here, too. Can you give me an idea when someone first makes that first call? Because that's always the toughest one to make, is that initial call. What's that like? I don't want you to give away details, but what's it like for folks? What do you walk them through?
So when you call or reach out through our website, everything is completely confidential. You don't have to give us your name at all if you don't want to. It's whatever information you're comfortable providing. And then we just talk them through how things are going with them. And we have a lot of people that are saying they're, you know, stressed out about school. They don't know what they're going to do with their kids when school starts. We have people call that just want information on how to access a food pantry. Because like I said, some people that are dealing with hardship right now have never had to. They don't know where to go. So it is the most difficult call for people to make. But once they do call, I've never heard anyone say they regret it.
Very good. So in some cases, it might be just one contact with you, but in other cases, they might make several.
Right. Yeah, they can call and we can give them the one specific resource they need. And a lot of times people call and they start out with something, with one thing that they want help with. And as the conversation goes on, we can kind of tell other areas that they might benefit from getting linked up to different organizations or programs. So someone that calls for one thing might get off the phone and have, you know, 10 resources for 10 different things that they didn't even realize that were out there.
Sure, sure. And folks could probably look up all their own resources, but why spend your time doing that when you folks have done it already?
Well, that and the other thing is just things are constantly changing, deadlines, things like that, that we have instant access to, that it does take a lot of time and effort to be able to track that stuff down on your own. And we don't always know the answer for every single thing, but if we don't know, we'll call you back or we'll find that information and get it to you. So it is a lot easier. And when everybody's already dealing with so much stress just in the situation they're in, we just want to make it as easy as possible and, you know, kind of bridge that gap a little bit and make things as easy as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it looks like you have a whole bunch of ways for folks to get in touch with you.
We do. We do. We have our Facebook page, and that's COVID Recovery Iowa. Our website, COVIDRecoveryIowa.org. And then we have, we're actually using, we have three different phone lines, the Iowa Warm Line, Iowa Concern, and then we have a Spanish line as well. And those, all three of those numbers are on our website.
All right. Very good. And again, it's all free. It's confidential. They're going to not push you into anything you're not comfortable with. The first job is to listen.
Absolutely. That's absolutely right.
Excellent. Kaylee Otto, thank you so much for the time, and thanks for providing the support and the information here today that folks need.
Of course. Thanks so much for having us on.